It's useful in part because it reminds us that we all have feelings that we don't act upon, maybe shouldn't act upon. I'll give you an example. Sometimes I'm in line, and there's somebody in front of me with one of those Bluetooth earpieces on, and they're chattering and chattering, completely oblivious to the people behind them, and we're all waiting, and they keep chattering. And sometimes, when that happens, I fantasize for just a split second about pulling out a sword and chopping off their ear. Whoosh! I don't act on that feeling. Don't act on that feeling. You may have had similar feelings. I mean, we all have feelings we don't act upon, and that's part of being a grown-up. That's part of being a human being. You have self-restraint. Just because you have a feeling doesn't mean you ought to act on it. And this distinction reminds us of that. It's a problematic distinction because it oversimplifies. For one thing, it draws a very sharp contrast between feelings and activities when the contrast between those things is not always so sharp. Sometimes they're intimately connected. Sometimes who we are and what we do are profoundly connected, and this distinction maybe makes us forget that a little bit. It's also problematic because it oversimplifies each of the elements involved, both sexual orientation and sexual activity. And let me say something about each of those elements. Let's start with activity. What do I mean when I say homosexual activity? Well, what do I mean when I say heterosexual activity? Intercourse? Sure. What about kissing? Sometimes. What about holding hands? What about going for a romantic walk with someone? What about making a nice dinner for someone? What about waiting outside someone's door because you have a crush on that person? Yeah, you know who you are. Think about all of the activities that make up our romantic lives broadly understood. When we talk about heterosexuality, we talk about that wide range of activities. When we talk about homosexuality, we focus on the sex part of it. And that gives us the kind of picture like the bedroom is the only room in the homosexual person's house, or the most important part of our lives and relationships. And it's a false picture. This is not the only time we get this sort of false contrast. I mean, we say things. We say, you know, heterosexual people, we talk about relationships. Homosexual people, we talk about sex. We say heterosexual people have lives, homosexual people have lifestyles. I teach at a state university. I don't make enough money to have a lifestyle. We say heterosexual people have a moral vision, homosexual people have an agenda. The words we use to talk about these things really affect our way of thinking about them. Now, I'm going to focus on homosexual sex tonight because that's the part that bothers people. But I don't want you to get this kind of skewed picture that's the only part of homosexual activity or homosexual relationships or homosexual people's lives.